Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
All right, the ring thing. Who gets to keep the ring? It happened to a guy in Massachusetts who sued his ex-fiancée for $70,000. That was the price of the engagement ring after things broke up.
He won. And do the circumstances of the breakup make your mind up a little bit as well?
What do you think? Who gets to keep the ring?
Okay, so I learned this a long time through a law class that it has been just precedent that an engagement ring is a contract versus a gift. Now, if they gave a ring to her, like on her birthday or for on Valentine's Day, then it could go in the favor of the woman and she could have an argument that it was a gift.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. What if there is a weird gray area where he proposed on her birthday?
She would have more of an argument then that it was a gift. And that's why it's good not to get engaged on an actual holiday.
This is very valuable information for people to have. I'm so glad you called.
Some excellent points here.
And it
yes.
makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyways, I heard that. I was like, oh, I got to talk about that.
Oh, thank you so much. Someone with the knowledge. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
Bye. Yep, no problem. Bye.
So the engagement is actually a verbal contract.
Don't do it on a holiday. This is good to know because going into Christmas season, I always see 8 million engagement photos. I said yes. And the trees in the back. Every comment now, I'm just going to be like, if he dumps you, you don't have to give that back. It's Christmas.
Well, but there's still an engagement. I don't think that's really going to come into play.
It's Christmas. How about Neil? He said, my ex has all three of our rings. She wanted them, engagement ring, and then both of their rings that they were going to use for the ring. So she wanted them during our separation, so I gave her all three out of my safe. She didn't care. She didn't want them. I don't know what she did with them. It doesn't matter anyway. Neil, buddy, did you get her onion rings too? This chick used you as a doormat. No.
It's not a gift. It's a contract.
Bad karma. Give it back. The right thing to do,
I think, is the right thing to do.
But do we have the ultimate loophole? Now, technically here, she gave it back. But Kimberly on Facebook said, I smashed it with a hammer and then threw it all back at his face and told him to leave. He got it back.
Really, Kimberly, do you want to end the relationship on that note?
Well, she didn't do it willy-nilly. Something happened to drive her to this place.
I'm sure something happened. Probably not a pretty story, but still.
La 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 loophole.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.